Blog Talk Radio.
Psychic X Journey Man here on Psychic X Journey Man. Actually, Psychic X Journey Man's spiritual link here on Block Talk Radio. So, how are you doing today? Right now, we're saying hello, welcome everyone. If you want to call in and get a reading, please do so. Give us a call at 646-721-9031. That number again is 646-721-9031. If you want to call for a private reading, please do so at 740-500-8863. Or call me at my private number at 719-344-8699 or go to my website at www.psychicxjourneyman.com. Readings start out at $75 for 75 minutes. We see we have some callers in the queue. I'm going to get you really quickly. We're just checking the chat room to see what's up there. Ooh. Let's see here. All right. We check the chat room, so we see that we have some guests, and all the guests in the chat room, if you want to ask a question, we do take questions from free chat, too, as well. So, hey, from the chat room, I should say. All right. And we have a caller in queue. I just want to sit here and talk to everybody about the situation and things going on. We have a tendency to cover a lot of things here, so in the process of doing readings, sometimes people think we're lengthy about readings, but we decided to do a different format, and the idea of doing mini readings or little readings and that kind of stuff, we actually decided to do real readings, so therefore people get an idea of exactly what a reading is all about. Angel cards, the whole thing. So therefore, when you decided you want to sit down and do a private reading, you have a lot to go with. Pretty much you get all the information out front, so therefore you have a lot to work with to make a decision. All right? And like I said before, if you want to call in right now, please do so and get a reading with us. 646-721-9031. Or call me at my call. Hey, it's for first show after about 3 weeks. So, hey, work with me here a little bit so we can actually get back in the mood and groove of things, okay? Let's do it again. If you want to get a reading tonight, please give us a call, 646-721-9031. If you want to call me for a private reading, please do so, 740-500-8863 or 719-344-8699. Or go to my website at www.psychicxjourneyman.com. We got readings starting out at $75 for 75 minutes. We all go down to 15, was it 15 minutes for $15? We also have a one-card reading. And that's usually the 15 minutes where we can actually take one angel card and do a complete reading for you for only $15. And we get 25 for 25 minutes, 45 for 45 minutes, and 75 for 75 minutes. And any kind of variation, it's basically $1 a minute. And to tell you the truth, when you go to the website, you'll see the prices are totally different. It's because when you listen to this show, you get totally different prices. That's our appreciation for you calling in and support that you give the show. So let's get on with our first caller. Let's go to area code 404. Welcome to the show, and how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
That's a good question. Let me switch out here. Let's change things around. There we go. Okay. So what's your name?
My name is Keita.
So how's it going? Seriously.
It's better. It's better.
Okay. So where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Atlanta, Georgia.
Atlanta, Georgia. I don't like Georgia. Anyway.
Oh.
It's one of those situations. I used to live in Jacksonville, Florida, and there was that rivalry between Georgia Bulldogs and the
right.
Yeah, the Florida Gators. So, you know, hey.
Well, you got to go with your hometown.
I guess. Probably not hometown, but when I'm there, it's kind of homey.
Right.
Jacksonville, Florida is one of those places you either hate it or you love it, and I haven't figured out which yet. So, anyway.
Oh.
Plus, Georgia has got great peaches.
Yes, it does.
You can't get past that whole situation. Huge. Very nice, very good, very. I hate to say the word juicy, but hey, you know something? Those are some great. You can't find peaches like that anywhere. I feel like I'm doing a commercial. Go to Georgia.
Yes, we are the peach state.
Yep. Every time I go there, I'm always sitting there saying to people, "That's peachy." Anyway. So how can I help you tonight?
I just wanted like a general reading, and like if you see anything about my love life, I would like to know.
Nope. So, I always tell people I don't do general readings. You know why? General readings actually has a tendency to give general answers because it's not
right.
Specific. And it's the idea of helping people out with the idea of talking to psychics. Because if you look at a psychic, you go, "Does this guy have feelings for me?" That guy,
right.
That person can say yes every time.
Yes.
Because if he hates you, that's a feeling.
Right.
If he's confused about you, that's a feeling. If he doesn't know, you know, if he's just an idiot, that's a feeling. So
right.
So a person can answer that question the way they want. So we always tell people, don't be scared to be detailed and ask for what you want. So therefore, you know, I've sit there and worked with people and say, hey, you know something? The situation you're in is not going to go anywhere in the process because of a situation of a person who's just lying, you know, who doesn't really want to be with you, who just wants to get you in bed. Now, that saves you 6 months.
Right.
Okay, so you see it's specific. Does this guy really love me? And even that can be kind of vague because love can be done in so many ways where a person can love you. Because, I mean, I have my friend Nicole and we talk to you all the time and people are kind of confused and I don't know why, but every time we hang up, most of the times when we hang up, I always say, I love you. And she says, I love you too. And people go, oh, new girlfriend? I was like, no, it's just my friend.
Right.
Who I love dearly, who has the tendency to really get on my ass when I need to. You know, so it's one of those situations, that's just how it goes. I have a tendency with my clients. It's like they're always in there talking about certain things, and you can sense that they don't really feel at that moment, they don't feel kind of worthy and stuff. You just look at them and say, hey, you know something? I love you, so why can't you love yourself?
Right.
So it's the ideal of showing people that as spiritual beings, we're pure love. It's that human side that gets in the way. If you choose.
Mm-hmm.
And if you choose not to, because it's the idea like this. We've talked about this before. People, I want to write this book, and I want to name the book. What comes first, spiritual or physical? Ain't you wrong. It's spiritual. You know, it's one of those things. The name of the book would be, you know, what comes first, spiritual or physical? Ain't you wrong. Look inside. And now people are going to look inside the book, not realizing what's going to tell them to do, basically, is to look inside oneself. To tap into your true spiritual self is the ideal of the soul, which is pure, which is unlimited, which has no restrictions. And the next time I hear somebody saying, you hurt me clear down to my soul, yeah, he got down there, but he didn't touch it because we have chakras, we have auras. I really strongly believe that the soul actually resonates this, you know, resonates this, I can't even say it, resonates this energy from us called the aura, which it's like the soul is protecting the body.
Mm-hmm.
You ever seen people who really believe in that stuff and focus on protection and stuff like that? They have a tendency to have always have a tendency to have good days, and then even when they don't, they understand why.
And they're pretty positive.
Yeah, they don't let it bother them. They don't do nothing. They don't ask questions and say, "Am I ever going to find anybody?" No. What?
Right.
Are you joking? All the time. Anyway, so you know, you sit there and look at people when they ask crazy questions. Me and my friend Ashley are like that, too. We sit there and talk, and we're very straight. And one day we were sitting there talking, and she was asking questions. And some of them were dumb questions. And she goes, oh, forgive me, I have a tendency to ask dumb questions. I said, yes, you do. And she was like, well, that's mean. I said, no, it's not. I'm just agreeing with you. Are you lying? And she said, no. I said, well, there. I was just agreeing with you, right? And I said, it's just two sarcastic people having a good time. But is it really sarcasm? Is it just, you know, we could look at the situation or just raw truth. You know, two people just saying, hey, it's like, hey, you said so, you do ask stupid questions. And, you know, when you sit there and look at the situation, did the person get offended or did the conversation continue? The conversation continued. Okay? And I have a lot of friends like that where we sit here and talk and we just say whatever's on our mind. The only time it ever gets a little awkward is when the person's not being totally honest and then you don't know where to go with it.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, we're playing off each other, but in a very playful way, which is good because we're just being honest. When one person's being honest, they feel like they can too. So therefore, the conversation continues. And then you have a tendency to really find out who you two are very quickly.
I agree.
Yeah, if you don't understand the whole situation, the concept of holding back, it's just holding back the progress of whatever's going on, relationship, friendship, whatever.
Honesty is the key.
Yeah, but I was sitting here talking one day before, too, and I was like, you got a person here who we've had these conversations with women who said, the guy is not being honest with me and telling me the truth of how he really feels because I feel like he really loves me. I said, well, he's a liar. And they're like, no, he's just not being honest. Oh, now you're going to take up for him, aren't you? Now you're going to sit there and baby him, and why don't you just go change his diaper, too?
Right.
You know, when you start treating someone like a child, they have a tendency to regress to a child. Which they were already there in the first place. They want to really reminisce in the role, right? So I'm sitting there saying, when you sit there and get really truthful and honest with people, I just had a situation where I was talking to a friend of mine who said some hurtful things and had said some things and then kind of like they were contradiction in some sense of the word, where I just felt like the person wasn't being totally honest with themselves, which means what? They're lying to themselves. So in the process of a person writing to me and saying certain things, I just told her how I felt. Which basically I called her, I did it in detail too. I didn't sit there and just leave her hanging. Like a couple emails that she's done where it's been big, where you just, you know, you can interpret any way you want. And I don't think that's right either. I think a person should not be scared to express themselves completely. And if they can't, they should ask themselves, what the hell am I doing?
Right.
You know, I can't imagine these people reading these emails or conversations or what they're saying. I'm going, wow, that sounded stupid. I have no idea what I'm talking about. Because no one else said, okay? So I wrote back and said, you know, what it was a situation of a person, from what I interpreted was, because I saw a lot of things that said, I want a relationship with you. So I wrote back and basically said my intentions, okay?
Mm-hmm.
People are going, why being too forward? I said, I don't think so after 2 months. I don't think after you meet somebody I met her back in March, and then we crossed paths from time to time. For some reason, people think to actually have friendships with each other, even to be close to each other, they have to know everything about you.
Right.
And it's not the truth. The truth is when you are comfortable and you open up to that person or just are very comfortable with that person, that's what they call close, okay? Did you see that, okay? You're really close to each other, and you have a tendency to want to be more closer, or you hug each other. That's the thing that threw me off the most. We used to do a lot of hugs, and I understand friends hugging, that kind of stuff, but hugging, when it becomes when hugging becomes something you do when you see each other, and it's been many, many times, I would call that close friends. Even when a person kind of hugs you and then hugs you again, you know, like, hey, you know I like you. And I was like, that's good. And I said, you do, okay? So then we get to the point where I sit here and make my intentions, and she writes back and says, she's basically, I have no room, I'm busy, I'm a single parent. And we have a lot, so what we get here, okay, if you've ever gotten these kind of information, what I'm trying to tell everybody is when you get this kind of information from somebody, okay, these are excuses. So it pretty much confirms a person saying, and when they're very vague and very, they don't even get into the subject, there's something going on that they don't want to touch on. And
right.
I think it's because they have real feelings and stuff like that. Now, us on the other end, I don't think we should get angry. I don't think we should take it personal. I think we should step back and look at the situation and go, okay, what I need to do is look at this person and what she reflects back at me about myself. Not getting angry with her because she's got her own issues. That's her job. That's her responsibility to take care of that situation. But I think it is our responsibility when people say things to us that we know flat out bullshit. Okay? Sorry. Anyway, I can't hack that BS. It doesn't emphasize, you know? When you say bullshit, people pretty much go, okay, I got you. BS, you're like, BS, what's that mean? You know, right? Billy Short. We used to have a guy next door, Billy Short. You want to talk to Billy Short? So I was sitting there. So I, you know, you make your intentions. You're very detailed about your intentions, okay? And then a person writes back and says, hey, you know, I appreciate the kind words. I've enjoyed getting to know you. And then they go into the point of saying, but I don't have room in my life. I don't have any more room in my life right now. Okay, now a person would sit there and look at that situation. If you've ever been in a situation, you're confused. If you're going through a situation right like that, of course it could be confusing. Because you're thinking, okay, this person has let me in to a period of time, has agreed to actually go and intermingle outside of her work and that kind of stuff. Okay, so you're thinking, okay, what's that mean? I don't have any more room. So am I in there or not? So it's kind of confusing in some sense of the word, all right? I'm a psychic, and if I'm sitting there saying that's confusing, then I can understand everybody else out there going, okay, what the heck's why? And then they go into the details of things you've already discussed, the things you already know. You know, she has a busy life.
Mm-hmm.
She's mentioned it many times that she's even trying to get to the point where she's trying to organize her scheduling so you could go out and have coffee and actually talk on the phone and get to know each other. Okay, now anybody would think at that moment, okay, that person wants or open to a relationship just because of the certain things that happen, okay? So then you have the next part of the letter, you have things that says, you know, I'm a single parent, I don't have room. So you're starting to hear these excuses. Now, excuses are nothing but based on
what's kind of going in and out.
Oh, sorry. Kind of going in and out.
Anyway, yeah, like went out and came back in.
Okay, no problem. What I'm saying is when you sit and start seeing excuses, okay, excuses are nothing but things that people conjure up to keep them
right.
keep themselves from where they really want to be at. Why make excuses about something that doesn't exist? And also, if you've ever had those emails that don't say nothing, you don't know how they feel. You don't know how they don't feel. They don't mention it. They don't say it's a friendship. They don't say it's anything. And usually at the end of it, you'll get something like this. But this is as far as this can go. So you're going, okay, what is this? They won't mention it. They won't sit here and talk about it. What is this? What is this is a good song that you can jam out to. But when you sit here and look at, when you sit here and say that, what you need to do is look at the situation and say, okay, this person will call it this, which means it's something. So you have to sit there and ask yourself, what do you do? You know, what do you do? And you take a step back and go, nothing's presenting itself at this moment. Two people are not crossing paths right now, so there's nothing to do. But to take it for what it is, I mean, it will make you ponder, because here you are, you remember your email was very detailed about your expectations, how you felt, everything, and the email you get back is basically just telling you stuff that you already knew. So that's how we know they're excuses, because they're already things we already know. And also with the situation, we also have to look at the two characters of two people, okay? I work in metaphysics, and so does she. So therefore, she knows. So that even can be even more confusing for some people who say, okay, well, being in that kind of realm, a person should know that you already know a lot of things about her, which you were being very respectful about by not saying. You just want to... It was one of those things of wanting to really get to know somebody and say, I already have the insights on you, but I'm not going to sit there and do that. I would like to have the experience of actually getting to know you, because in the process of getting to know people, people don't realize this. Here, this is what happens, okay? To clarify it for you, to forget my whole freaking subject or my situation, okay? To get it down to the forefront, get it down to the simple way of putting it. Every time these situations happen, they happen because we want them to. We have manifested these people in our lives as much as they've manifested us. It's two manifestations coming together, okay? So when the person, and this is the truth, okay? Every time you push a person away, and you say, I don't want this, or you start making excuses, anytime you make any kind of excuses, you're pushing that person away.
Mm-hmm.
All you're doing is you're opening the door. Since this was a positive situation that you created because you wanted a different, you wanted a, the only thing I can think of is the idea, you have fears of making a new beginning. But you want to make that new beginning. So therefore you manifested this person into your life because you were at a good point in your life. And that's what you wanted. That's what you needed. And that's what you desired. And by manifesting this person, of course those fears are going to be brought up again. But now you're saying, I have the strength to actually face those fears. In the process of facing fears, there's always positive outcomes. When you don't face those fears, you're opening the door to negative stuff, situations.
Right.
If you think that you're in a good place in your life right now, you learned a lot about relationships and stuff and yourself, and then you say, I want to go back and see if I can actually make this relationship work with another person, and you just take a step backwards. You have all the information and knowledge to have a very positive relationship, but you never took in consideration that if you went backwards and you denied one thing, and if you denied one in favor of the other, you have to ask yourself, why did you give up that for this? One person for another, and then take a look at the situation. What was good for you?
Mm-hmm.
That's the key. What's good for you? Not for them.
Right. You got to keep yourself first.
Yeah, you have to. Even in the situation, people talk about kids. I had this problem with the situation. I had a friend, a lady who had a child with autism, and she was just always complaining about it. She never had no time for nothing. But she still went to work. Okay, so she made efforts to go to work and got the whole thing scheduled up. But why couldn't she take it one step further to have a personal life, to have something where she could actually do some things? Why didn't she do that? You know, when people say they have a private life, all I can picture is these people have actually created these lives, and they don't want anybody in it that might actually make them differently. They don't want to change. They want to stay right there because that's where they feel comfortable. They don't realize in the comfort zone, all the things they've ever wanted to do in their whole life, they're not doing. I'm sorry, but my daughter was kind of like autism, because we had to sit there and sometimes she would lose sight, I guess you wouldn't say. We'd have to sit there and look at her. I would look her right in the eyes, and I would sit there and say, slow down, take a deep breath, and you're good. You are just fantastic. Once you got her centered, she was good.
Uh-huh.
But she had her moments and stuff. And it was one of those things, the more you treat those situations in a normal setting and not really feeding a lot of anxiety into the situation, anger, guilt, whatever it is that you're feeding the situation, has a tendency to make those situations worse. But when
right.
you start treating them like normal, when you start treating them like normal children, and the one thing, it's like psychics. It's like people looking at you going, well, you really can't make a living making a psychic work, can you? I said, do you live in a box? And they go, what do you mean? Sylvia Brown, John Holland, John Edwards. Okay, now you're sitting there saying you can't do it, but you got references that prove otherwise. It's the same thing with that situation too. I can show you families who have children with autism and how they live their lives normally. And the more they make it normal as possible, everything seems to smoothly go down the freaking road, down the track. Okay, so we have references and stuff, but people still have a tendency to hang on the situation because of anxiety and keeping themselves in a box. They don't realize by keeping themselves in a box, even the child itself does not grow spiritually and emotionally. It doesn't matter what a child has. They all need to be nurtured spiritually and emotionally, and that's how they actually have progressed. I just saw a guy who was like 32, I think. He was on X Factor in England as a singer, and a very good singer. And you could tell his little accents and kind of stuff like that, but they just gave him this normal life. He had a singing coach and the whole bit. And they just were always looking for solutions to the situation, not really freaking out. And this one lady I was talking to you about, was she was always telling me, you just don't understand. You just don't understand. And I said, you know, it's amazing how people don't like their lives, but how far they'll go to defend them.
Mm-hmm.
And you're trying to say, okay, I'm confused. Say you want your life to change, but you want to hang out and you want to defend what you're doing right now. So which one do you want? You know, you can't hang out in the middle because the fence is going to hurt. After a while, those freaking little fence posts have a tendency to be really getting to the point that you've got to decide one or the other. Nobody lives on the fence. People either live on either one, on either side of it. Only the birds who can actually deal with that kind of stuff who have no feeling in their feet can handle a fence or, you know, those things. So there's always solutions to everything. I'm just saying that's particular. But I'm just saying, every time I sit here and look at somebody, I say, I got a very private life. Why? Why do you have a private life? Or maybe we should change the privacy to prison. I'm used to my prison. I want to keep it this way. And if you have a person who says, I have a very, very private life, and then they have a tendency to come across the board and say, well, I have a new relationship now, wouldn't you have a hard time believing that? Because they don't let you in. They don't let hardly anybody in. Why would they let anybody in? So how is that possible? And, you know, I'm just saying, we have a tendency to question. What I'm saying is just go past the questioning part and just see it for what it is and say, if it's ever going to be what it's going to be, then it will be. And the only thing you have to do is live your life. And hopefully somebody else, by you living your life and being an example, will start noticing that they're not living their life. And then they'll start realizing, the realizations don't happen with somebody in your face telling you about it all the time. It always happens usually when the person is not in your face and you miss them. And you start asking yourself, okay, why was I so open with that person? Or why did I do these certain things? Because, I mean, for example, if someone writes you an email and says, I don't have friendships outside my store that I work in, I don't do that. And usually when I have connections with people, it usually doesn't go outside the store. And then you sit there and think about it for a minute and go, okay, thank you. And then you sit there and think about what happened. Not what she's saying in the email, but you sit there and ask yourself, okay, then why did a person agree to have coffee, which would probably be outside the show? Why did this person look at you in the face and say, I really want to talk on the phone and get to know you? And they look at you in the face and say, I would like that. I'm sorry, I've seen all the movies. That's usually a comment you say when you're interested. And you don't look at a guy and say, in any kind of shape or form, when there's no conversation starting up, the guy's just staring at candles, and all of a sudden the person goes, you're always saying, it's too bad I have a boyfriend. Now, doesn't that sound like to you a person who says, I'm interested in a relationship with you and trying to figure out where I'm at in my life if I have anybody too as well? So I'm saying, when you know what happened and then you go and hear an email that says, like, those things didn't even happen, I think it's our responsibility to speak our mind and to tell the truth. Because that person is not speaking the truth at that moment. Is that a bad thing or a good thing? I don't think there is such thing as a good thing or a bad thing. It's just a person has chosen a path that we don't approve of. How's that? So we look at the situation and go, how will they ever have any realizations if I feed into it? You know, people say, well, you don't want to sit here and say something mean to them because they're being mean. They're just having a problem. I think we still have to speak our mind because of the process of someone telling those things that we know what happened. They are kind of hurtful. And I think we should say what's on our mind, you know, in a nice, constructive way, of course. Maybe, gosh, I'm just saying, if we speak the truth, because they're not, that, make it simple as that. We have to speak the truth because they're not. But no expectations. Just go into a situation. I think relationships would work a whole lot better if people would just go into the situation and go, okay, this is a great experience. We have a great connection. And just see where it goes. You know, people just do this too much where it's like, hey, you know, I'm not really ready for a relationship. Who is? I've never taken that course. Who's ready? You don't know until you actually experience it. And more likely, they're all experiences we never experienced before. It's like the first time we ever did anything. We cannot compare it to anything. Even though we've been in relationships, each intense relationship happens. You can't judge them by others because there's no comparison. each experience, different person. But why do we do that? We shouldn't. You still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Did you fall asleep?
I got a few things on my mind right now.
I'm just saying, with the situations in hand and that kind of stuff like that, we just take the expectations off. Because I was telling people the other day, I said, when we talk about making the list, okay, we don't mean make the list of the kind of relationship you want, the kind of person you want to be with, and then find somebody and try to fit them in that list. The list itself is your intentions that you give to the universe. And then your job, realistically, is not to go and search for love. Your job is to go within yourself to remove the barriers that keep you from. So, with that said, with the situation you have going on, romance seems to be the strongest point in your life.
Yeah, pretty much.
When the relationships are good and things are smooth, everything else seems to fall into place for you. Or else you have a clear mind where you feel more confident with what you do throughout your day. Does that make
mm-hmm.
sense?
Yeah, it does.
So, you know, you got to look at the situation. Relationships and the people we bring into our lives are actually physical manifestations of how we feel about ourselves. So we have good relationships, we feel good about ourselves. Now, some people sit and go, well, how come people have a tendency to push people away? Because it's like jumping into a pool. Okay, you know it's going to be cold, and you hesitate. But you know as soon as you get in the pool, you'll get used to it and you'll have a great time, right?
Mm-hmm.
We hesitate. What's so scary about that cold? It's a perception. And once we sit there and once we get past that perception, perceptions are like this. You can either make them curtains or make them walls. It's your choice. I say, look at the perception and say, okay, it's going to be scary. It's going to be fearful. There's going to be things going to happen. But you know something? Just make my perception a curtain, pull back that curtain, and enjoy that life. Or we can sit there and be scared to death and make that freaking perception a nice big wall and never really experience anything. What do you want to do? You don't even have to get a sledgehammer. All you have to do is soften your perception and realize that everything you created out there, you did it. It's kind of hard looking at people going, everything that's ever happened in your life has been your fault. But even the good stuff has been your fault. So
right.
When you think, you look at the situation and you go, okay, what's your job? To create more of the good stuff. I can't conceive what some people who say we have to have the negative to appreciate the positive. Personally, I've had enough negative. I appreciate the positive enough, okay? And I don't need reminders. But one thing I do, like with the situation I was in with a certain particular woman, doesn't mean I feel any less for her. It's the idea I love her. I would sit here and say I care about her and love her enough to tell her the truth. Not beat around the bush. Not tell her what she wants to hear. That, to me, is a close friend. Okay? Even more. And I think there is a such thing that certain relationships will always be relationships. And if we deny those relationships, all we're doing is denying ourselves of spiritual and emotional growth because we manifested them. And if it was something that was good, happening, and you decided to feed into some kind of fear that says, I'm not sure about this, when there was a definite connection that tells you otherwise, then you're actually working against yourself to go with the flow. Because I believe this, and people tell me I'm wrong, but I don't think so. Because I think that once we learn to trust everybody, just instinctively just trust everybody, that means we trust ourselves. When you trust yourselves, you always see people for who they are. And when you trust everybody unconditionally, they also have a tendency to show you who they are. Oh, we lost her. Anyway, you see what I'm saying? So I don't want to sit there and look at the situation and help everybody else understand that in the most crisis of these situations, sometimes the best course of action is no action. unless you want to take it back one step further and focus on yourself. I say focus on yourself. Because in every situation you can learn from the other person, even if they're not speaking and being totally honest with themselves and you. You can still look at the situation and ask yourself one question. If the person not being totally honest with you, ask yourself one question. Am I being totally honest with myself? Are you being totally honest with yourself? Are you completely open to a relationship? Was you completely open to that person? Because in the process of the person pulling back from you or being distant, you might have closed your heart off a little bit too and was distant too. So therefore you did do those things. It's just the idea of looking at those situations and asking yourself, how can you open up to another person? Sometimes it's not the idea of interaction with them. It's just the idea of the interaction with yourself. And say, okay, is there something like synchronicity? If everything's not falling into place like it should, which it should do every day, then maybe you're forcing something. Like, for example, there was a couple times I actually wanted to go visit somebody, and every time I would try to do that, it was always nothing was falling into place. Everything was a difficult thing to do. But when I decided to go focus on my career and I got a shop, and that's another thing too. I just got a new shop too. I'm going to go into information about that later too. If you live here if you live in Colorado in the Springs and Manitou Springs and that kind of stuff, got a fantastic shop. So I'll get to that too. But I'm just saying, every time I would get in the bus to go the other direction to go visit a friend, it wouldn't work out because I was like forcing something where I felt like I had to do something when I knew I should have just space and distance. But then when I decided to go the other way, go to my shop, do my work, do readings and that kind of stuff, everything would fall into place. Like I'd go out and wait for the bus. If I was going to go the other way, I'd go wait for the bus. I have to wait. I missed it. I missed the bus. Let's put it that way. But then, I lost my credit card. Had to get another one. That whole freaking week was just like, boom, you know. But as soon as I started focusing on the shop, my career, everything started falling into place like puzzle, like pieces of the puzzle. Boom, 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 boom. So when you have those kind of things, you got to pay attention. Because realistically, doing the right thing, everything has a tendency to be and fall in the right way. When you're forcing something, everything happens to be difficult because things are not falling into place like they're supposed to for one reason, because you're not supposed to do that. So, see, guidance can be so clear. The science can be so clear that every time you do something, it's right there, prompting you to either do or be. Have a little structure or flow. Because we got to look at the situation. Everybody wants to sit there and try to control relationships. They should stop. They should stop trying to control themselves. They should stop controlling their lives. And they also should ask themselves the situation. I have a situation where there are certain people I don't sit here and talk to people about. But on the situation of getting to know somebody on one-on-one, I have no problem discussing with that person. Because usually as I'm going into it, I already know I can trust them. I already know who they are. But one thing I'm not is a very, very, very private person, because I don't need to be. Everywhere I go, everything I do, I have angels, guides, guardian angels, God. Let's say to go through like this: God, angels, archangels, ascended masters, guardian angels, guides, higher self, Holy Spirit, and Jesus. Now, with all that kind of protection, why be private? There is no sense of being private. You know, the idea of communion, fellowship, that kind of stuff. So we have to sit and look at the situation, the people we talk to and work with, if it's an excuse. If it is, you know, because seriously, with the situation, I've worked with so many people who have this private life thing going on, and when you sit there and look at their lives, what you're seeing is a person who's constructed this life that they like, that they're content with, but it's also comfortable. When you're in a situation of comfortability, one thing is not happening, you're not happy, you're content, okay? Your spiritual and emotional growth that should be happening on a daily basis doesn't. I always sit there and look at people and say, okay, think about what you said and then what you did and then what you said. To follow up with the situation, you said one thing, then you said something that contradicted the action. You have to sit there and think about later on when you wrote something and said, hey, when you know for a fact you didn't. Or you have certain expectations and certain things that you do, and then you just, your actions contradicted that you stepped outside that, which you normally would do. You have to ask yourself, why did you do that? So usually in situations like that, you have a couple, you have a person, doesn't matter who's on either side, who has a way of doing their lives, and all of a sudden they start opening up to this person. They can't understand why. You know, it's one of those situations of tracing it back and knowing for a fact that there's a connection. We always talk about connections, too. Connections cannot be established unless it's connected on both ends. So if what you feel, they feel. That's a proven fact. Connections don't happen like that if it's not mutual. Okay, it's like a power line. If it's not connected to both sides, there is no connection. The other side is basically... No, it's just laying on the ground. It's not connected to anything. And the other side is connected, but since there's no connection between the two, it's not felt by either side. But when the connection is there and it is connected to both, then you usually get a phenomenal connection. And those kind of connections don't happen every freaking day. And if you've got a person out there who says, you know, I get connections like that all the time, yeah, sure. Let's take a step back and look at the situation. And say, why are you denouncing the connection? And why do you feel like you need to do that? Form of denial. I don't need or try to belittle it. Why even take the action if it doesn't exist? Human beings don't do things to denounce something that doesn't exist. For one thing is, it's a spontaneous movement. So therefore, a person is denying something that they're fearful of. So it definitely does exist. Okay, so therefore the person who's denying it should ask themselves, why am I doing that? Why am I denying something that was really good? What was so fearful about it? The fear is what you're still hanging on to, that you're actually judging it by. And if you let go of those fears... Let go of those, cut the cords to all that past garbage. Because I don't care what you say. If you're sitting there going, hey, you know something? I've dealt with the past. Obviously you haven't. Or you wouldn't be denying anything that happens in your present and your future. That's a proven fact. So we look at the situation and go, okay, you know, when we have certain situations like those, one thing that makes us angry in a certain situation is we're not angry at the person, per se. We're angry because we really cared about somebody for the first time in our lives where we just wanted to get to know them. And we're looking forward to that moment and many more moments of getting to know that person. Because in the process of getting to know that person, you also find out things about yourself. So I guess it's anticipation to get to know more about you by knowing them. All right. So, if y'all want to get a reading, please call in and do so at 646-721-9031. If you want to get a private reading, please give me a call at 740-500-8863, which is my cell phone where you can reach me anytime. And I do phone readings. All you simply have to do is pay through PayPal. Simple process. And all you need to do is go to my website, pay it, and you can actually do a phone reading with me. We also do things on Skype as well. If you want the information for that, please do give me a call. I'll be glad to sit and do that with you. We can actually do a face-to-face reading. And I can't get the information out. Actually, my Skype information is donald.reed, all in small letters. And it's donald.reed8. Just contact me through Skype. All you got to do is make your payment through PayPal. Call me on Skype. Simple as that. We can sit down and do a reading. Readings, like I said before, start out at $75 for 75 minutes. If you go on my website, you'll see that 75-minute reading goes for $125. So you're getting a heck of a deal. It's only a dollar a minute for you. And we also have 90-minute sessions that usually go for $135. But this month, you can get those 90-minute sessions for only $75. So give us a call. We'd be glad to sit down and take the situation. People go, why should I get a 75-minute reading for $75? Well, that's a reading. The 90-minute sessions are for people who would like to get a past life regression, relationship counseling, or maybe get readings and a combination of both. Okay? So therefore, you can actually set your limit of the situation. Either get a straight reading or a combination of both, which is a 90-minute session. So I'm just saying, for this month, you can get either one of those sessions for only $75. So, hey, jump on it. We also do parties. It's Christmas. You know, we're going into a holiday season. If you want us to be there for your party and you're living here in the Colorado Springs area, here in Colorado, we would love to come into your party. If you have a charity function that's coming up anytime soon, we would be more than happy to come to do that too as well. Just give us a call, and we love doing charity functions, and we understand the charity. So, you know, we know that it would just be a donation of our time, and we have no problem with that. Just give us a call at 740-500-8863 or 719-344-8699, or go to my website at www.psychicxjourneyman.com. Parties usually go for $150 flat fee for having us at your party. But also for this holiday season, you can actually have us at your party for only $75. Actually, I'm sorry, $77. $77 for parties. We also do group readings too as well. And usually those are $150 for group readings, which is easier between 5 or 10 of your friends. We all sit down in a group setting. It's one of those situations we tell everybody that, you know, in the process of doing that kind of readings and questions and stuff, a lot of things come out, so therefore you better be ready for the whole thing and comfortable with it. Usually those sessions go for $150 too, but for this month it's only $77. And group readings and parties can also be done through Skype. All you have to do is have a computer on your side or a laptop, and we can be there. And people can just have a nice little setting with a table and chair, just like we would do a reading. And people can sit there, and we can sit and do readings via Skype. We can also do palm readings, too. It's kind of crazy, but the camera light actually has a tendency to light up the hand where you can actually see the lines and stuff. So it's really good. But we like to do things in person. So therefore, if you're in Colorado, and that's where we're at. We actually have a new shop that's in Manitou Springs. It's 940, no, I think it's 946 and a half. Let me make sure. I can't do it. It's put this way. Go to Manitou Springs. It's on Manitou Avenue. I think it's 946 and a half, Manitou Avenue, which is right next to the Flying Eagle. Okay, right across from the European Cafe. It's a little purple door. You'll see us right there. A little banner there's a banner on the door too. It says Psychic X Journeyman. You can't miss it. Come to the shop. When you come to the shop, it's only $35 for past life readings. Angel card readings are only $25. And we have $10 palm readings. So come join us at the shop. 940, I think it's 946 and a half, right next. We're at actually the same building, around the corner of the Flying Eagle. It's a purple door right next. I'm right between two shops. And the Flying Eagle's on the corner. And then the purple door, that's us, and then there's the shop next to us. We're right across from the European Cafe, so therefore, come join us. Hours are from noon to 6, Monday through Friday. Saturdays, we try to be a little bit earlier. And sometimes Sundays, we will be there if people request appointments and that kind of stuff. We'd be glad to be there. We have an option where you can actually do readings there. We have a little split door where we can do readings right there, or else. We also have it now where we can actually come inside, sit down, if you want some privacy, to actually do your reading, that kind of stuff. We actually have that now. We got it all figured out, so everything's kind of falling into place and good. We've been there for about 3 weeks. So come join us. But right now we're doing this show here. We'd love to have people calling in. And give us a call here at 646-721-9031. And put the situation of putting things together. We're all looking for affirmations and focusing on manifestation. It's just the idea of what we got to focus on. And I think a lot of us are kind of missing it. And like they all say, if you want to have a good relationship, get off of Facebook. People want to promote things through Facebook and that kind of stuff. Makes me wonder sometimes with the situation of networking and that kind of stuff, or we think we have to do anything. It's the idea of intention. Of course, we look at the situation, relationship, basically let's look at everything. Everything that's ever happened to you, did you actually really call ahead 2 weeks beforehand and just say, this is going to happen, and then 2 weeks later it did? No, you didn't. It was your intentions. You put your intentions out there. So it's like taking a step back from relationships and everything else and asking yourself the ideal. What are your wants, needs, and desires? Okay, and then look at situations that are not coming to you right now. Maybe the reason they're not coming to you right now, because it says every good thing you desire comes to you. I'm not going to be like some people. I don't like concrete. I say every good thing you desire comes to you. If it doesn't come to you, then it's not good for you right now. Does it mean it never will be? No, because life is progression, constantly progressing forward in the ideal of change. And it's kind of funny how people are so scared to death of change when change happens every freaking day. Every second of every day, something changes within one person, something happens, it changes. And even if it's just an eyebrow that falls out, that changed changed everything for a minute. Okay? So we should look at ourselves and the things that we create to keep that from happening and ask ourselves, why are we so scared of those things? Even in the process of being or keeping ourselves in the box, there's things that keep changing within us that we keep questioning that whole format. We start questioning our private lives. We start questioning things within ourselves. What we need to do is allow progression to happen in a spontaneous way. Just let it happen. Why can't we do that? Why do we have to question everything? I'm not saying the ideal of psychics and that kind of stuff is a bad thing. You know, the ideal of constructive and healthy, in the way you put it, and the ideal of getting readings for nothing but confirmation and leverage, the ideal of making these things happen. That's why I do readings. I tell everybody, so this is what's going to go down. This is what I see, so make it happen. Don't feed into fear that could actually deter you from the outcome that you're looking for. Because we were starting to talk about this the other day, and this is a very powerful thing, I think, because people keep focusing on people. You know, what are they doing? What are they thinking? Did they brush their hair this morning? Oh, they're hanging out with somebody. Oh, he's with somebody else. See, if you would take yourself out of the equation and focus on your life, focus on nothing but you, your life, your children, your goals, your wants, needs, and desires, because that's what brought that person into your life at one time anyway. And you've gotten away from that. So what you need to do is, like it always says, when you look at the cards are always saying progression. Progression. Work with your angels. If you're having fears, talk to your angels about helping you let go of those things. Give God and the angels this situation and let it go. And then focus on the best outcome for everyone concerned. We're not. We're focusing on nothing. That's when we get really obsessive. We start focusing on what's good for us. They're good for us. And I keep saying, look at the situation. Are they good for us right now? If we're sitting there chaos and crying and hurting and all that kind of stuff, they're not good for us. We don't have to go through those things. Yes, as human beings, we cry, we feel, we hurt, we do all these things. But is it something we should be inflicting upon ourselves? Because a lot of people are doing that right now. They're inflicting these things, listening to music. Oh, my son, this guy hurt me so bad. Realistically, did that guy hurt you so bad? Or did you allow that guy to do that to you by not listening to yourself? That's the question I want to sit here and ask everybody. What are you doing? Okay, if the person comes to you and says, okay, they start making excuses. They start lying. They start doing these other things. realistically, the best thing we should do right then and there is sever that. Because in the process of them not being truthful to themselves, they're going to be lying to us. They're going to be hurting us. They're going to be doing things to us they not probably with their character and the way they usually are would not do. So now they're acting out of character. Now when people start acting out of character, they're not good for themselves, so therefore they can't be good for you. Well, I thought I had to sneeze for a minute. I think I did. Well, anyway, when you start to look at the situation, okay, guys, that's what you need to do. Now, this person, you can still learn from. What you do is you look at the reflection that they get to you about themselves. But realistically, it's about you. Because obviously, at that moment, they wasn't learning from the reflection that you were giving them about themselves. So what I meant to say was, learn from the reflection that they're reflecting back at you about yourself. Okay, so when you sit here and look at the situation and everything that goes along with it, it's a learning experience. But it's not a learning experience for them. It's a learning experience for you. Everything, in the, it's another thing too, you get kind of irritated with people who sit here and say, well, am I, you know, I'm with this guy. Am I wasting my time? Nothing is a waste of time. Because you're right there now, what are you learning? Even if it, even if you learn it wasn't a good choice and a good person in a good situation, you learned that. Now, some people learn those situations and still continue to sit there and try to make take a gallon of spoiled milk and turn it into a gallon of good stuff. Okay? Now, alchemy is good, but why do that? Okay? Now you can take a piece of metal and take alchemy and you can create these. You can create these metals and you can also take divine alchemy and create a great life for yourself. Okay? By creating these great fantastic lives and changing yourself in a very positive way, what it means is you don't sit there and try to go backwards to actually relive an old relationship or a situation or whatever it is. Okay? If it's meant to happen, it will happen in the progression of going forward. So let's say you go forward and you're meeting this, you met somebody else, okay? But you're still thinking about the other person. Okay, that's going to be normal. If you're a loving, caring, nurturing person, then more likely you will not stop loving that person just because they didn't give you back what they wanted to, just because of the way they treated you. Because you can't train, you can't really stop being a loving, caring, nurturing person, because as we progress and become more spiritual, those things are just enhanced. You're more kinder. You're more compassionate. You're more loving. You're more understanding. And a lot of times in the situation, what I try to do is when I sit here and talk to people and I answer emails and that kind of stuff, I am doing it because I still care about them. I still love them to the point where I feel like they need to hear the truth. And maybe by me staying true to myself, they'll realize they're not being true to themselves. So we, because I've seen people do this. You can read the books till doomsday. They're just blueprints. What are you going to do with it? Do you really want to go back? I mean, almost like you get that one little phrase that says in the Bible where you try to take wine and put it back, put it in old wine sacks, which have a tendency to produce wasting. Here you are, you created this fantastic wine, or like people sit there and say, I've created this fantastic life, and I created this these fantastic changes within me. And then you want to go backwards and give it to somebody who hasn't changed. So basically, you're in that situation, it's like taking that good wine and putting it in those used wine sacks, and then what happens is they break open. So all your work and efforts that you put into that is on the ground. It's the same thing with relationships, going backwards and trying to create something because you think you're a better person, not taking into consideration, has the other person really changed? And we can tell this too, because when we change in those kind of ways, it's not what we see, it's what we feel. And we have to sit and focus on that, don't we? We have to sit and go, okay, I'm standing in front of this person, and I feel like this person really has not changed. Or, here's the key, I feel like this guy is acting like he has changed. Okay, now look at the word. Acting means playing a part, being something one is not. And then we can tell. Okay? And we can tell that too. Say it's a decision between two people. And you have one person who has a tendency to speak his mind or her mind, and they tell you exactly how they feel. Never change. Always confessing their feelings and that kind of stuff. You know, and it's like sometimes you got to look, some people have to understand one thing too. When you look at the situation and everything falls, we have to look at the perception of the whole situation and say, okay, this person is pushing me into something I'm not ready for. Is he really pushing you, or is she really pushing you? Or is it you're standing still because you know this is the direction you should go into, or this is something you should do, or the idea of asking yourself in the process of making excuses, is that all it is, just making excuses of something you really want to do? Because it's like, well, look at, it's like some people have this freaking, perception that says, I know for a fact that once we open those doors, they know where it's going. And they have a tendency to keep those doors shut. Now, we talked about before the ideal river of life, okay? When it comes to relationship, this is the way it is. I say that the relationship itself, okay, we got the river of life, okay? And the relationship is a canoe and you, okay? You have this person in with you and that kind of stuff. You guys can talk and communicate. You guys can actually have fun going down that river. You can change the format. You can even take the oars and throw them away and just enjoy the adventure. What's going to happen now, okay? But you're both in the freaking canoe together. Okay, that will never change. It's just the two of you. Each moment that we experience when it comes to relationships, realistically, look at these things. They're just two people going on the river of life. And you're both in the canoe. That's the connection right there. Why not just embrace each other? Why does one sit there and go, I'm ready for this? And the other one's like, I'm not sure. What happens if we hit a rock? Well, you give each other a hug and hang on. You might just reflect off that freaking rock. Or maybe you both can work together with the oar in the front and oar in the back and maneuver down that river. But the one thing you can't change is the speed of the river. So the idea of trying to control relationships has a tendency to do one thing. Even the idea of friendship, it has a tendency to ruin those friendships. And I'll tell you why. Because in the process of a person denying their feelings and then getting to a point where they start denying other things, they're lying to themselves. So they start lying to you. Now, most people, I don't know about you, everyone out there as well. But do you like your friends lying to you? See, friendship. You know, we have friends that we know who have a tendency to be liars. But we also know who they are, personality, essence, and that kind of stuff. Okay, so therefore, when they start lying to us on certain levels about certain things, that's part of the friendship, because we know what they're going to lie about. We know what they're going to do. They do too. So it's almost like a playful way of communication. They're going to try to get away with it. You know they won't, and then you both try to do the whole thing, and then you finally have a tendency where, what's the point? Then you've developed this great friendship. But if you already been in a situation where it's something that was supposed to go into a relationship and a person denies that from happening, then what's going to happen there is resentment. So that's one reason why a lot of people can't be friends. Now, some people say, just be mature and be adults. Well, if that's the case, then why break up? If that was the case, then why deny it? If that's the case, then why not sit there and look at the truth of the situation of why you're lying at the same time you want someone else to be an adult to deal with the situation, so therefore you guys can be friends? Or is it one of the situations of a person who's made a mistake and not sure about that, so they want you to be their friend just in case they made a mistake, so you're always there? Which those situations have a tendency to turn out resentment too, because the person, for some reason, if the truth is not spoken to them, they have a tendency to keep reliving that. The other person keeps getting resentment, which keeps building up, because they're tired of being lied to. Because they're being true to themselves, so therefore they are following their heart. They're listening and following their heart. The only thing's happening in the situation, I guess you would say, builds up the resentment, because they know the same thing on the other side exists too as well, and they feel betrayed. In the process of feeling betrayed, they can't understand why a person would deny such a great feeling and a great relationship from progressing and going forward. And that's the thing that most people don't understand. Let's just be friends. If a person can't be friends with you, I would rather for them to be honest with you than to try to do something they know he can't do. That's just being a friend and being truthful to you. And if you think about the situation realistically, you're the one who's denying your feelings. So you have no right to tell that person that they really do care about you, they would give you a friendship, when you don't know how you feel in the first place. That's unbalanced. And that is definitely not being truthful with yourself. So when you deny something that you've actually manifested in your life, you know, you've thought about it, you're thinking about it, then two people reconnect again, and certain things happen between the two, flirtatious, communication. If you were really looking forward to a relationship with somebody, and all of a sudden they put the brakes on and really try to denounce it, wouldn't you feel like you were stepped on at that moment? I think you have the right to express yourself. Because when, you know, it's like any kind of emotion that's suppressed has a tendency to come out when you least expect it if you don't deal with it right in there. And even in the spiritual realm, we always say, there's going to be negative things that are going to come to the surface. Just honor them and let them go. That's how you deal with it. You just honor them and say, okay, I was thinking that. Why was you thinking that? What do you really want? Okay, say you're sitting down, I want, this is never going to happen with this person. What you do is you take that negative thought, okay, I did think that, but how can I correct it? With the idea of correct thinking, to actually focus on what I really want, which is the idea I want this relationship to happen. So what you do is you take that negative thought and turn it into a positive affirmation. Just say, hey, thank you. I'm so happy and grateful that I now have a relationship with so-and-so. And just keep repeating it to yourself. I am so happy and grateful that I now have a happy, romantic, deep, loving, committed relationship with so-and-so. Living a happy, fulfilling life together now. And that's all you need to focus on. That's all you need to think about, okay? You can put a name in there. Or you can put soulmate or twin flame. That way it's kind of wide open. The universe is like, okay, no expectations. If you think you really know who that person is, then prove it to yourself. Put that person in there. But don't get obsessive, okay? Take it. Work with it. 15 minutes a day, and let it go. Because I know for a fact, I did this with my shop, which was kind of crazy. I met a girl in March. I will not mention her name for privacy. And I also went to go check on this shop in the month of March too as well. Now I have this situation where I was told I would never get the shop because the city didn't recognize it as a retail space anymore. And now I have it. So an impossibility became a reality. And I think and I feel almost to the point of saying I know that this particular person, some people might look at it as an impossibility, but I also see it becoming a reality too. Of being with this person in a happy, romantic, deep loving, committed relationship. Living a happy, fulfilling life and marriage together. And we say, so be it, so it is. So if you got anything out there, guys, you want to ask some questions about, please give us a call here at 800. We don't have the 800 number yet. We're working on it. Just give us a call here at 646-721-9031. And if you have your own opinions about relationships and that kind of stuff, you want to bring it to the format, or you kind of dispute, or maybe you didn't understand what I was talking about, then give us a call. and let's talk about it. Sit down, have a great time, okay? We are going to take a break here for about to play a little song here. I kind of have a tendency to joke about it. We're going to play this one song for you called Children of Innocence by Kansas here on Psychic X Journeyman FM Radio. Be right back after this word from Kansas and their input. It's a very spiritual song, so check it out. Going over some things. Hey, welcome back to the show. If you just joined us, I'm Psychic X Journeyman, your host, and this is my show Psychic Ex-Journeyman Spiritual Link Talk Radio here on Blog Talk Radio. So welcome. And if you want to give a reading, we're doing readings today. And we have a tendency to do full readings. So therefore, it'd be great to call in and get things in and that kind of stuff like that. Now, the last lady who called in was kind of freaking. I'm not sure exactly what happened there, but too bad she couldn't call back because I really wanted to ask her some questions for her. I always sit here and tell people, too, that when you sit here and focus in the ideal of being a little self-centered in the process of getting on the show, getting some questions answered, and then looking at a situation of a person and there's information coming up, but you're still sitting there kind of like looking at the situation where you need to sit there and focus. Because it's like almost like anything and everything that crosses your path is basically happening for you to learn from. We've had so many people call the show just to call in and say, hey, I've been waiting for a long time, but that's no big deal because you've already answered my questions. So in the process of realizing that we're answering other people's questions before they even get on the show actually gives us insights to help us realize that the information we're putting out there is for everybody concerned who's hearing it right at this moment. We're also going to go over some affirmations too as well. I'm just saying with the situation, if you have some questions, you know, in the ideal general readings, we're sitting here talking about general readings, okay? And all of a sudden we go into the situation about relationships and taking experiences and helping other people who might be going through the same kind of experiences to help them understand what's going on within their own lives by us learning from our own and passing it down the street or down, passing it on. Okay, so we look at the situation and go, okay, for example, I wrote this where I was sitting there saying, I was looking for peace in my life by looking for that missing piece, which turned out to be me. Okay, and the idea of focusing on oneself is usually when you find the solutions to what's going on in your own life, because what is going on in your life, like we were talking about before, private people, you know, are being very private about themselves. And it's usually traced back to issues that they need to confront. That's why they keep them so, you know, that's one of those situations where people keep everything inside. We're not talking about keeping everything inside. We're just talking about going within ourselves and looking at those things and asking ourselves, why are we hanging on to those things? We also have people who have a tendency to start doing things on the outside. And we start asking ourselves, why are they doing the physical things for? What are they trying to, you know, what are they trying to, it's like they're trying to propel this outwards because they don't want to deal with it. So they feel like they can help by posting and doing this and they think they're helping other people. When it's just something within themselves, or they feel like they need to let go and let out and they want to share. But they don't share it on a personal level. They share it with everybody on Facebook. And that's one thing I don't like about Facebook. Why would you be... I've seen people do this as private people who share things on Facebook, which is like the most, you know, what is that? That's a public thing. So right there that's a contradiction. So we, you know, I'm just saying when you start to look at the situations and you see the insights on all the things that have a tendency to unfold, you're not questioning the whole thing. You pretty much already know what it is all about. It's more of a questioning, why would a person not see what they're doing? And then you think about people we attract into our lives. Maybe that's part of it too, that we're so close to certain situations that we bring someone else into our lives, which could be on the same level, the same page, or even the same things we're doing. I mean, for example, say that you're reading a book on improving relationships, okay? On relationships, or you're looking for ways to improve, or looking at certain things, or just the ideal, you're reading a book about relationships, on improving something. All of a sudden, a person comes into your life who has the same kinds of insights as well. And this person came into your life. Now, wouldn't you think, because of the reading you're doing, the work you're doing on yourself, that somebody new came into your life? And all you did was did some work on yourself. Some people have a tendency to have those things happen in their lives and wonder how come those people, in the process of doing that, decide to push something away. Or even to deny it at all. So if you had a situation like that yourself, I guess it's just to help you understand that the person I guess they need some more realizations. Or maybe the ideal, the situation, people have a tendency to say, you know, make a mission, that kind of stuff. I don't think it's the ideal to make anybody miss anybody. I think it's just the ideal of realizing what's good for you. And at that moment, that particular person is not good for you because they're not good for themselves. They started out good. They worked out. They manifested the whole situation. They manifested you. You manifested them. So, you know, we look at the situation of realizations and reflections and realize we know what we want. We can't get angry because we didn't get it. Because we put ourselves out there. We bared our souls. We opened our hearts. And in those situations, a person had a chance to also confront their fears. So that's what it's all about. Confronting fear. Okay, I'm fearful of a new relationship. Well, the only way you're going to ever have a fantastic, great relationship is to face and go through that fear. So at that moment, the only conclusion we can come up with is they decided not to and decided to run away from it and decided to do something different. So what do? We have to be truthful with ourselves. And we have to it's like almost like a situation of saying, don't underestimate yourself either. I think the biggest thing is that we keep hearing all the time is the understanding that we all control freaks in some sense of the word, where we want to control everything. So we feel like if we don't do things, then we won't have these realizations, not realizing the opposite is true. Okay, when you start looking, like a particular situation I went through too as well, when we sit here and look at this thing, what can we do? It's the idea of teaching everybody else. One thing you can do is start focusing on yourself, focusing on your goals, and ask yourself at the moment too that things kind of got a little bit, what's the word? When things got a little uncomfortable, you know, you have to sit there and go, okay, well, she was in denial, or she was distant, you know, she wanted to distance herself, or she wanted space. Okay, realistically, that's none of our business. What we need to take a look at is why were we uncomfortable? If you come to the conclusion and say, okay, well, I feel like this person wasn't being, it's like you start to look at the situation and go, okay, I know what happened. I know certain things that were said. I know certain things that were done. I know what this person, what their perception or what they wanted. Okay, good. So therefore, you know that because you know what you wanted. You realize you did manifest this relationship and this connection and this situation just the way it was. By coming up with that realization, that's why you have to walk away. Because the other person is not accepting it, realizing it, and appreciating it. So therefore, in the process of those situations, they're not appreciating you. They're not looking at all the possibilities, all the positive that could come out of the situation. All they can see is the negative. All they can see it as a situation on a negative level. And all you can see is the positive. Well, the reason you see it as a positive is because you see all the possibilities. You can actually even see the person. So realistically, you're nuts. And this one thing, too, I've heard this before, too. People say, well, you can see right through people. No, that's not what I'm doing. I'm actually seeing you for who you are. I'm actually seeing past the mask that you're presenting to everybody else. Because you're scared to present yourself completely who you are. So you're either hiding behind your smile, emotions, something you have on that surface as a mask. It could also be the ideal of the spirituality and the stuff you've gone through too as well. Where you look at the situation and go, okay, we have a great connection. But you can also use that as a mask too by saying, well, you know, I get connections with everybody. You know something? I connect with everybody. And each one of those connections is like a frequency. It's on a different level. On a different velocity. Okay? So there's friendships that vibrate and connections, and we have great friendships and that kind of stuff. It's the ones that everybody thinks But it's kind of hard to describe those kind of connections. That when you sit there, and even when you look at someone's picture, you can feel that connection with that person, feel the warmth of their smile, see the warmth of that person, and wonder why they want to keep it under the surface. That's a different kind of connection. You know, we know that for a fact, and that's another denial thing. So some people can actually take those things and actually use them as masks too, by saying, well, you know, Candy, this is what it is. And that's another thing too. When people try to convince you of what it is, well, this is what it is. This is what happens, and this is what I usually, and see, that's the thing. This is what I usually do. So in some sense of the word, it's like a mixture of truth and lie. Okay, what they're saying to you, usually this is what I do. And at the same time, they're denouncing what they actually did. So they're telling you the truth. That's what they normally would have done. But in this situation, they didn't. So therefore, they have to go the next step and denounce the connection as something simple, no big deal. I've even had people come to me and say, hey, you know something, your guides are lying to you. Or your guides are bullshitting you about me. And what's so funny about those conversations is I never said anything about them. See, they felt, in some sense of the word, threatened by me. They didn't realize I'm not a threat. I'm them, that they're not willing to confront yet. I'm you, and you are me. Now, I tell people all the time, every relationship that crosses your life, every person happens for a reason. Okay, you go to 7-Eleven, you have a relationship with the cashier because your expectations is to buy a candy bar, okay? So there's an exchange, giving and receiving. You want the candy bar. The person tells you, I need this for you to take that. So the money as an exchange, giving, receiving, and you walk away with what you want. So same thing with relationships too. Okay, some people get kind of confused and say, okay, every relationship is a physical manifestation of how I feel about myself. Well, the smaller ones, like the cashier and all this kind of stuff, have a tendency to reflect pieces of you. But we're talking about the romantic relationships. When you have a romantic relationship with somebody, that person is a physical manifestation of how you feel about yourself because you want to connect wholly with somebody else. And twin flames has been described that when they connect, it's like the other part of your soul reconnecting with you, which at one time you were both the same. So it's going to be a little bit, because people ask the question, why do twin flames have a tendency to run away? Well, and they don't run away from each other in every situation. So when you look at the situation of the question, is the ideal of what's going on between the two of you. Why is this person wanting to run away from me? They're not running away from you. They're running away from themselves. Because twin flames is the purest reflection of relationships. I mean, you guys are like reflecting back at each other, like looking in a mirror. So you see how the situation could also be really beneficial to learn more about yourself than anything else. If you learn to sit there and look at the person and say, don't see them as intimidating, you can remember you're actually looking at yourself. Even if you're not experiencing that kind of, say this person's a great, awesome person, and you're looking at yourself going, well, I don't feel that awesome and great as this person is, what they've accomplished with their lives, it's still a reflection of what you can, and it's probably a reflection of who you are that you're not allowing yourself to let out. It's like looking at somebody and going, I can see that person that you really want to be behind your eyes wanting to get out. You just won't allow it to because you keep saying, I have such a private life. I'm such a private person. It's almost like you're scared to grow emotionally and spiritually, which at the time that you met this person threatened that reality. Not realizing that if you see this person as a blessing in your life, they could actually make your life easier because it would be in a situation where you wouldn't have to figure out a person if they love you or care about you. It'll be obvious. The person standing in front of you who's probably more likely was expressing himself completely to you all the time, it was a prompting for you a prompting for you to do the same. All right? Hey, how you doing?
I mean,
well, that's great, but
the whole night talking?
Hold on. You're live on Psychic Extra Demand Spiritual Link Radio. How you doing? Welcome to the show. We have a guest with us, guys, so hey. Her name's Valerie. She lives here in Colorado Springs. She has a situation with, well, she's taking care of that situation, and she actually played the guy back in the backyard. Don't tell anybody. Anyway. But, yeah, we're sitting here talking about relationships. It's kind of funny how you called, so.
Give me insight.
What should we do? Yeah. What we should do is the ideal, like we were talking about before. Too bad you wasn't listening earlier, because what we were talking about was the ideal. We were sitting there explaining a situation I was going through to help everybody else understand that when people are lying to you and you're being truthful, that means you see the possibilities. You see the positive. They see the negative, so they're feeding into that negative, so they're basically making excuses. Now, I was sitting talking before, too, I was like, when people make excuses, all they're doing is feeding into an illusion and a fear, but it's also an excuse they're making because where they really want to be at, okay? We were also talking about human beings do not start protecting themselves from something that doesn't exist.
That is right. That is right. That is so right. They don't make up lies to protect something that doesn't really exist, like denying their feelings.
Also, the situation, too, is human beings do not make up lies anyway about something that doesn't exist. So we can sit and go, okay, he lied about this, lied about that. But the first time a person lies, we should step back and go, okay, we should know for a fact that there's going to be more. Because they start lying about something, which is basically denouncing whatever's going on. And they also, I think your particular person has a tendency to do that, but he's actually manifested a physical manifestation of being in a box, literally. But we were starting to talk about private people. Private people are private people because they want to keep their lives and they're comfortable. Okay?
Wow.
But see, comfortable people are not happy. They're just content with what they've created. So they're not
right.
So they're not maturing spiritually and emotionally. Okay, and when people come, because we were saying about this before too, I said, if you have a person in your life who says I'm a very, very private person, and they keep emphasizing on certain things about being single, and then they come by and they say, well, hey, you know, I'm in a relationship.
Right.
How can you honestly believe that they are in one when they keep telling you they're so private?
Right, and they're making their information be known. It could be a blockage.
Yeah, but also I was sitting talking about, I've had people do that too, where they sit and go, I'm a very private person. And then they start talking about certain things on Facebook, which is a public publication, right? So you're sitting there going, okay, we have our first contradiction. Can we find more? I say we shouldn't even look for any more. We already have enough information to make a decision of how we should interact with somebody. And if we're people who tell the truth, the reason that person would not be in your life is because they don't. Like attracts like, so therefore we would attract more like-minded people who would be honest and truthful with us. So therefore I have proof that you can actually find a fantastic relationship with somebody who's going to give you what you want as long as you let go of the toxic stuff.
Well, in my case, the person that I like states that
Oh, you like him today, huh?
I am curling out with him due to my psychic friend's interference. Apparently he did not appreciate
which he was happy to do.
did not appreciate the fact that, you know, he was being called out. So at this point he feels that things are going bad because my psychic friend was feeding me information and just making me think other stuff. And he questions why I was being given this information and what was the purpose for it.
Yeah, but you know, you're sitting there, you have a perfect example, okay? You're being fed information from a psychic person who actually make you think in a positive way because the person that you were talking to, the other person who's in the box, he was. But when he talks to you, he made you doubt certain things, your curiosity, or just something wasn't right about the whole thing. So we have two people where you're getting good information that makes you feel good. So you're being fed that information, which, okay, I need to think about this. And also in the process of that information that was given to you, you found out that he was right. And the guy you're talking to is pissed off because he couldn't lie to you anymore because, yeah.
He is way pissed off because he feels that if I hadn't been in my friend's house that day and was not listening to him and because of that bad influence,
mm-hmm.
we wouldn't be where we are today, which is at a closure.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, at least he's got somebody new to blame except himself, of course, because it's never been him. It's everybody else.
Well, that's one of those catch-22s, and then you're trying to get put in some information to help everybody out. Even the particular person who wants to sit there and look at you as a threat, if he would listen to the situation himself, he'd realize what he's doing, and might actually help him too as well. But he's not willing to do that, so he's not at a good level. So when we look at we said this earlier in the show too. We're sitting there going, if these people are doing nothing but causing you pain, hurt, and chaos, and it's just a toxic situation, they are not good for you. And we've always said, every good thing comes to you that you desire. So if it doesn't come to you, then it's not good for you right now. So therefore, that's what it's saying. And the world is giving, well, you can say the universe is giving you a sign saying, you have to walk away from the situation because it's not good for you. And you keep saying, I want good things in my life. By not letting this one negative thing go, it could keep like 4 or 5 doors shut.
Yeah.
So when you open the door up, people don't realize you could also be keeping the door shut too, to where you guys might even have a relationship in the future.
Yeah.
That's why you need to let go of it. Some people don't get that. They'll sit there and go, I need to know everything about this person. What kind of shorts he's wearing, nasty socks. You know, you're sitting there going,
yeah.
This is getting a little too in depth where you're not even focusing on yourself and you're basically neglecting your life.
The freedom of the other person to choose, you know, regardless if they're not choosing something that's healthy and it's optional, but they have a right to choose. So at that time, you also have a right to choose. What do you want to do moving forward? Do you want to stay there where you're not appreciated and you're technically be called a liar?
I want to look at the situation like this. If you walk away from the situation and you're being truthful and honest with yourself, then you're going to, I've said this before too, if it doesn't happen with him, it will definitely happen with somebody because of that choice you made in a healthy way to walk away. Because you're sitting there saying, I want to have a great, fantastic relationship. And plus, also by saying that, the universe hears you too as well. So by walking away from this person, more realizations happen between two people. Usually happen on their own when they're by themselves. So when you walk away from the situation, they start thinking about, you're not there anymore. They start realizing why you're not there anymore. But they wouldn't have happened if he was always there, because they would always sit there. They would always use you as a catalyst when it's always your fault.
Exactly. But you know what, Donnie? He was trying not to cry yesterday during the whole conversation.
Mm-hmm.
It was really like, I was like, no. He kept trying to make excuses. I was like, no. I'm here to read you this list. Because you asked me a question, and I wanted you to know why. I gave him 10 reasons for the question he asked me,
Mm-hmm.
And he just didn't believe that I had written it down and that I had something to say. And all the time, he couldn't look at me while I was reading it. And he tried to keep arguing what I was reading, but at the end, he felt like defeated, and he did his best not to cry because it was full yesterday, but I still maintained firm because he asked me, so what happens now? I said, nothing. I said, I'm standing my ground on what I spoke to you about yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like in shock. Like, what? Yeah. I said, I'm not moving back on that. I just came here for two reasons. To answer the question that you asked me.
Mm-hmm.
Tell you also to contemplate on how you treat other people, because if you continue to be dishonest, you're not really destroying or impacting anybody. You're pulling yourself out to live a better life. Those were the only two reasons I was there.
Mm-hmm.
Left. And I left.
I feel pretty good today. I'm not going to lie.
Mm-hmm.
I thought I was going to have more emotional control.
Well,
it is something that has to be done.
Well, that's what we saw earlier, too, in the show. I was here talking about a situation I was into where I wrote an email back saying, you know, basically you're a liar, and but the bad, sad thing is you're lying to yourself. It was not to write back in an vindictive way. It was to write back in a constructive way of how I felt to help that person understand that what you're doing is denying yourself, not me. I'm just kind of angry because I was looking forward to getting to know you and also getting to know that part of me. And I said it's kind of sad that you will never get to know that. I said, by not getting to know me, that you won't get to know that part of you. So it's one of those situations of pointing people out and saying, you know, it's a whole lot more deeper than you think. And the situation of just denial, that you're actually denying yourself of a wonderful life. We're not bragging about ourselves. We just say, we just know ourselves that well that that's what would happen. So we have to speak the truth. We have to tell people exactly how we feel and be very truthful. And don't underestimate ourselves to realize that, too, as well. That when we do that, how can these people have any kind of realizations if we just go and enable them to keep doing the same thing over again by saying, okay, you're right. You're wrong, man. And that's one thing, too. We're not saying they're wrong. We're saying you're denying yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So why don't you take a look at that and ask yourself, why are you going to sit there and tell me something? Because we said this earlier, too, where we were talking about, it's kind of amazing when they have a tendency to say certain statements like, usually when I make connections, I don't have friends outside the store. So the statement itself is truth and lie together.
Yeah.
Because it's saying I usually, they put that in there, I don't know if it's subconscious or whatever, but it's something that says, usually I don't do this. See, they're not, so at that moment, you know.
They're not accepting that this.
Yeah, but see, they are. They're accepting it because they're saying, usually I don't do this kind of stuff.
So oh, right.
Right, so that's what I'm saying. I don't know if it's subconsciously or consciously when they say that.
Uh-huh.
I think it's a subconscious thing where they're saying that they're looking at their center going, I usually don't do this, which is,
right.
You're right, it's actually denying what they did do, but a little bit of it, see, one thing we can't do with the brain, that kind of stuff, those memories cannot be erased.
Yes, that is
very true. So it sticks with them all the time. So it's like when you have a person who's very constructive in what they say. That people who are constructive, when they have a tendency to respond in emails, whatever it is, they're very constructive. They're going to portray to you what they want you to see. Because that's a perfect example of denial. Okay, I'm going to do it in a nice, constructive way. I need to think about it. They don't realize the ideal thinking and putting a lot of thought into emails tells us a whole lot more about them than they think, when they should have just left it alone. When you look at the situation and say, okay, I know you. And then I was telling my friend, I was like, am I reading too much into this? Or is that when people write to me and do certain things, I'm picking up on exactly what they were focusing and thinking at the time. So it's a psychic thing. So can you really say I'm feeding too much into it, or is it just, that's just me? Because if I'm really feeding that much into it, it also gives us also insights to the person who wrote it, how much they're not willing to put themselves into it. You see how it works and how they actually expose themselves by knowing it? I mean, look at your friend yourself. When he found out when the truth was found out, then he took a step backwards and tried to regroup. And the only regrouping he really had was to denounce someone he doesn't even know.
It was funny because he was very, very upset with my friend. He was so pissed off that all he kept saying to me was that he was so angry, that he was throwing things, and he was pissed off that he...
It's like a look at the picture. He throws something. I got found out. He throws something else. Why did that happen? I thought it was so good. I was so covered up. And now here I'm exposed. Bang, bang, bang. You know, like...
Yes.
So, how does it feel to be a four-year-old for 10 minutes? Yeah. No, you certainly look at the situations, too. Regression happens all the time. I mean, with the situation I was in, because it was like looking at the situation of a person not regressing to being a teenager, but regressing to who she was.
Right.
By saying, this is what I usually do. You're right. That's what you usually do, but that's what you didn't do. So we're sitting there going, okay, the hardest part for people to understand is, even when the situation, like, what can you do? Realistically, you can't do anything. You write back. You speak your mind. So this is how I feel. You know, the friendship and that kind of stuff was something that started I think it actually started the day we met. But it was also the thing, I think it's kind of funny when you say you're having these conversations or certain things are happening with a person who actually is in metaphysics too as well, to sit there and go, okay, what the hell? Here you are reading a book and you're in metaphysics and all this kind of stuff and you can't figure out why certain things happened. That's kind of like, we could sit there and say it's baffling, but I was sitting there looking at the situation like, who, you said it, I think Cindy said it too, that you're like a tranquil lake that people, once they are there, they don't want to leave it, and they have a tendency to be calm and relaxed, and they open up to you. I mean,
that's right.
You've seen some of my friends; they tell me everything. It's just kind of crazy.
Yeah, more than you might want us to tell you, but it feels comforting. So, yeah.
So I was sitting talking to. That's what I was thinking. That's what I was saying. I was like, okay, we have a person who really opened up in some sense of the word. And people don't realize that you don't have to open up verbally. It's the ideal. Your actions are. When your actions start becoming spontaneous, you've already started. Yeah, when you start doing certain things spontaneously, action-wise, then the connection is already happening. You're already opening up to that person. Now the next thing to do is open up verbally, which you felt like that was on the threshold. And that was the one, yeah.
He was saying, by the way, I like your nails. I really like the red one. And, your gloves are really pretty. I like the way they look on your head. I was like,
what?
Thanks. So he kept trying to
wait. Yeah.
And then he's like, and I guess I'm just going to miss really your smile because I really love to see you smile. I'm just saying, and I'm like,
mm-hmm.
What are you saying? What are you trying to say?
No, what are you saying?
I'm like, okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we sit here and look at the situation too, and you go, wow, that was kind of crazy, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Actions are actions and stuff that can't, you know, those are the things they're doing. And I don't know. It's one of those things that kind of ponders you if the actions that they're doing, they're not aware of. But when you sit here and focus on them and you see the actions, right, and you feel that they want to open up to you even more.
Yeah.
Then they have a tendency to, well, I got to go, or I got to do this. And it's like, about ready to open up. I'm about ready to let myself.
Back.
Well, at that moment, they're about ready to go, what the heck?
Yeah.
And they're gonna even pour more into you. It's that thing we were talking about before. When you're in a great relationship and both sides is really good and positive, you're not losing yourself in a relationship. You're becoming a part of something special.
Yes.
So that we should realize how special you are as much as the other person too as well. That when you sit there and look at somebody and say, you're awesome, great, fantastic, well, thank you. Well, you should also thank yourself because you are too. Because it's a proven fact that we're staring each other right in the face going, you see me? You see you.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I wrote my email the way I did, was because that's the truth. That's how I felt in the process of denying something, the things that you're missing out on. Not as the ideal of threat and saying, okay, you're missing out on those things, so too bad for you. No, it's the ideal of saying, that's just a fact. And the ideal, if you want to understand why I'm angry, because I was looking forward to that.
And she's denying her true self, her true happiness, what she's been putting out there, what she's been looking for, what she's been yearning. And so why would you deny yourself that? That true happiness that she wants.
I don't know, amateur.
I haven't seen her.
Yeah.
But her eyes reflect how lost she is.
Okay, hold on. For 1 second. This is one thing we have to do in radio. If you want to call and get a reading right now, just give us a call here at 646-721-9031. That number again is 646-721-9031. Okay, we got 10 minutes left. 10 minutes is a long time, trust me. Especially when you're on radio and you're going, no one's calling. But if you also want to get a private reading, please give us a call at 740-500-8863 or 719-344-8699 or contact me through my website at www.psychicexjourneyman.com. And like I tell everybody before, it's the idea of do not let prices intimidate you. If you're there and you're looking, I say give me a call, make an offer. I've never turned anybody down. All right, so on that fact, so let's get back to our guest, who just happened to call in. And I thought it was kind of, nothing happens by chance, so that was kind of cool. Our friend Valerie was talking about her situation of a certain, it's basically about certain people, and you got one, I got one, who are basically doing nothing but denying themselves, and we hear...
What are your listeners think? What do they think? They've heard this conversation. Does anybody have any input or opinions or other views? Anybody have anything to say?
Well, I'm waiting for them to call in. So a lot of people are just listening. But what I'm saying to you is, it's like this. When you look at the situation, like we said at the beginning of the show, I think we need to take a walk away. No matter how much it hurts us. Because that's the thing people don't understand. Is it easy to walk away from the situation? No, it's just something that needs to be done. Because we just realize at the moment, we're right here, we're becoming therapists, okay? And I already do that kind of work with strangers. I don't want to sit there and be in a relationship and be a therapist, okay?
Yes.
That's because in my situation, I guess one of the things that bugged me the most was I thought we was. And I still think in some sense of the word, we was up until that really, whatever. We don't know what, you know, it's one of those situations you look at things and go, okay, so maybe someone made a mistake and did something they shouldn't have done. It's one of those things of realizing that mistakes happen, but they can be.
For a reason.
Yeah, when you make a mistake or say that you're really into something or really into someone, and then you have someone who comes back from your past. Now, in the process of working on yourself, that kind of stuff, that just points out a weakness within yourself. Okay, you look at the situation and go, okay, I thought I dealt with that, and then something presents itself. I've seen this before with exes, where people go, okay, why does X present itself? Because realistically, what it's showing you is, okay, you have this great person in your life right now that you're really focusing on. Maybe in some sense of the word, you actually have this anticipation of where it's going to go. Then an X presents itself. Realistically, that X is presenting itself because it's showing you where you don't want to go or where you came from. Do you want to go that? It's a reminder that what you have found is real. Now, some people have a mistake. Let's say they sleep with somebody or something happens, and they feel guilty about that whole thing, okay? What they need to do is take a look at the situation and go, okay, that was a wrong move. That was a mistake. Just admit it. Realize you did it. Now, in the situation of the person that you met, if things haven't really progressed into a relationship, that mistake you made was just for you.
Yeah.
You learn from it. You move on and realize this person that you've manifested in your life as a great situation, you can still embrace that great situation and move forward and realize that something presented itself just to remind you that that situation is a mistake that you should never repeat again. By embracing, because I always believe this, when you deny what you've manifested in a very positive way to face those fears, you're just opening the door for negative things to come in anyway. But the more you embrace the positive in the situation, the person, everything goes along with it, there is no room for people to do that to you. And by being with this other person might have gave you the strength or tap into your own strength, that if the person does present themselves anymore, you can sit there and say, go away.
Yes.
Because we manifest these people in our lives for a reason, to actually go forward. And by we also take in consideration, when two people come together, that's a very strong thing too as well. It also helps us understand, by having these great connections and these great relationships, just how bad the ones we came from. Why we need to let go of those things, why we need to go forward, why we were even looking, why was we even looking at a book to change things? Something in us told us, you know, that we need that kind of change in our lives.
Did you bring that same information from the book that she was reading?
I already had.
Isn't that a coincidence? Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of strange when you have somebody who basically tells you that the first part of the book, the first chapter you described in detail by what's your perception and what you saw with relationships that should have told that person that I can have a great relationship with this person. I mean, is it going to be perfect? Probably. Anyway, but I'm saying. Yeah, when you have those situations, you can have awesome relationships. And it's also to help people understand that if you have children or anything else, those situations have nothing. They do what they do is they enhance all those things. everything starts becoming like, you know, like enjoying the little luxuries of life. You know, look at those little things that we have a tendency to miss because we're so caught up in people's bullshit and drama that here we are in a great relationship where everything spontaneously just falls into place, everything happens and that kind of thing. Because I know for a fact I've been with girls before who've had kids, and the first thing they said was, my daughter, usually it's daughters, I don't know, they said, my daughter doesn't really like anybody, and I don't know how she's going to react to you. And then all of a sudden, as soon as I meet those girls, they're like little puppies that just follow me everywhere. So it's the idea of looking at these situations of realizing a good person compared to a person who's got intellect, who might know kids. But we don't need somebody who knows kids. We need somebody who can actually connect with ours. And I was the same thing with mine. When my children were smaller, I remember this one girlfriend I had. She was always promising my daughters to take them out and do all kinds of stuff. And one day I just looked her in the face and I said, stop doing that. And she was like, stop doing what? I said, stop promising my kids things you're going to do that you never do and you never follow through with. I said, if you notice when I sit here and say something to my kids, you know, usually I have a good reason why it doesn't happen, but I guarantee you we always make an effort to make it happen somewhere down the road. Like I used to tell my kids, okay, we didn't have really a lot of things back then where we could celebrate Christmas like they wanted to, so we'd have Christmas in July. Yeah,
nice.
And just recently I sent my daughter and my grandkids all jackets from the store, from the up there. That was interesting because I remember talking to my daughter on the phone and she was like, really, thank you? I was like, well, she's getting really emotional over this whole thing. And then she said, she actually came on Facebook and for the first time and said she wants to be my friend. I'm like, okay, but you're already on there. Well, I don't really have anything on Facebook. So I don't have anything on Facebook. Her name is Melissa. She got married again. Her last name is Andoid or A-I-D-I-O or something like that. And I was going to go on. I did it once before. I put them on there, both my daughters. And I was like, you know something? I couldn't. I just, this last time I didn't do that.
Okay.
And then I sit there and talk to them about it. And then my daughter sits there and befriends me. I'm sitting there going, well, that's kind of funny. And it's kind of, I mean, every time I try to talk to my small granddaughter, she's always in a bad mood. So I really don't get to talk to her much. But I'm hoping to change all that for the holiday season. But I'm just saying, it's amazing, even with those kind of relationships, that, you know, when people are in a good place and they just have a tendency to fall into place. And that's how all things happened. It's like sometimes people have to also look on the other side and say, well, he's acting out of character. And then you sit there and go, well, you're being distant. It reflects off each other. Because you're being distant, he's trying to figure it out. So he's backing off a little bit, trying to, you know, we can sit there and say he's not being himself because she's not being herself. So, see, it does reflect. But they'll sit there and look at it as almost like some people are looking for those things anyway. They're looking for someone to be different than what they are.
But wouldn't you say that what they've done in both of these situations in this relationship is their true nature, is who they really are, but they're denying who they really are because it doesn't fit into their standard or what they think is expected of them?
No, what they've done is they've actually denied them. What they're doing, they've denied themselves before. That's why they build their little box and have this little world and stuff. And then they meet you, and by meeting us, they were actually able to be themselves. Okay, and then they are being themselves, and then in the process of being themselves, it gets to a point where they're going to have to make a decision to give up that old life in favor of what's going on. Well, yeah, the truth is they're being truly right now, they're being themselves for the first time for a long time, and they're feeling really good about the whole thing. And they also go back to certain things in their own past. That's what I'm saying, man. People should just forget the past completely and look at a situation for what it is. Even if you get hurt, you can still tell yourself, I actually looked at it and saw it for what it was. And some of those situations, people don't understand that you keep prolonging it back and forth. You're just prolonging your own happiness. And people get irritated with that because they're ready. And then you're saying, oh, man, telling somebody, I was there telling the other day, I said, you look at a freaking lake. The lake is a lake. It's got water and the whole thing. But it's amazing how people look and say, no, it's just a big old mud hole. But the truth is, they go to that freaking mud hole every freaking weekend for serenity to get away from.
Yeah.
But as soon as someone finds that out or wants to be a part of it, then I don't want to be here. And it's just a big old mud hole, and they change the whole format. And at that moment, they take away a little bit of their serenity because of denying something. So realistically, it's what they're doing with us too. They're denying themselves of that freedom that they've been looking for, like you said. I've been looking for this for a long time. A person sitting here going, you know, it's just kind of a baffling kind of thing. But then again, it's not. It's just that I think it's kind of irritating because the potential is still there. It's just when.
Mm-hmm.
And also the situation, people, like I've told, I've tried to live exactly what I said. I'm going to sit here and tell everybody flat out. I am, you know, because I saw my friend and she was getting on my nerves. And I was sitting here trying to tell her, I mean, you know, they're talking about, like when people start saying things, well, you've been talking about so-and-so. But I don't remember saying anything personal.
Right.
I've never asked about anything in that particular person's life.
Uh-huh.
I just want to confirm connections.
The feeling
Yeah, someone's thinking about me, someone's doing something, or the ideal of gifts. Not the ideal of thank you, it was just the ideal of, you know, people were kind of curious about how it affected them in some sense of the word because of, you know, when you give something to somebody, it just... It's just the idea. When you give something to somebody, the true sense of giving to somebody, it makes you feel really good. So at that moment, like with my particular situation, was something that was given to me. That I passed on, and the way it happened was so, it was wild that I was trying to get a confirmation on that one too by saying the heart that I gave to her, I said I felt like it would contribute to the outcome in a positive way of us being together, where it would actually be like, could you say it would be a catalyst that brought us together?
Oh yes, I would say, and it's funny because I'm just reflecting right now. You gave her your heart, and she chose to keep it. She has not returned your heart. So your heart belongs and is with her, which is metaphorically, but it's also technically physically because you gave her a heart.
Well, even if you look at the situation like this, I mean, let's say you gave her the freaking thing, and she held it, and she had it for a while. That memory... of you getting all the feelings she felt when she gave it to you,
yes.
Even if she gets rid of it, that will never go away.
Yes.
On that note, the show has come to an end. And we want to start to thank everybody for coming in. Well, if you could have came in. We want to thank everybody for being here. And we want to sit here and say thanks for all the people listening, all the people called, and everything that goes along the line. Thank you for all your support. And as we always say at the end of every show, may God and the angels bless you every minute of every day. And give love where love is given. And try to see God in everyone you see, which means you see yourself. All right, we'll talk to you later, and we'll be out of here real quick. And actually, we're leaving. And you, Valerie, you stay on the phone. Hold on for 1 second so I can just end this show and close it out and get the heck out of here. All right.
Bye.
Let's see. What should we play? I think we should say bye and get the heck out of here. All right, bye.